like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Helmut Kremling.
And this is It's Movie Time. Helmut, we're talking the Dallas Buyers Club. One reason to see this is the performance of Matthew McConaughey.
Certainly, I think he should be nominated for Best Actor Award. You know, John, you and I certainly agree on recalling the 80s as a time of ignorance, fear, and frustration regarding a new plague, AIDS.
Yes. I'm willing to disagree with everyone who calls this such a magnificent film by saying, yes, his performance is quite unusual this year. One of the best, if not the best, so far. He's a homophobic redneck cowboy who disses Rock Hudson, who came out at that time, if you remember, only to find out that all of his promiscuous sex has led to his becoming infected with HIV. And that performance alone is worth the movie. For me, the rest of it is not necessarily boilerplate, but doesn't seem that unusual to me. There's nothing in that film that stands out as much as his performance and that of Jared Leto as his business partner, transsexual.
Yes, I think the movie does have some flaws, but after Philadelphia, it's the first major film that treats AIDS. Here in these two films, they're the primary themes. Philadelphia, in which Tom Hanks plays a lawyer afflicted with AIDS. Dallas Buyers Club has as its main theme AIDS.
And I find it just as difficult to watch as I did with Hanks. Even to see Matthew McConaughey so reduced in size, plus virus plaguing him, and then the rest of the world, which had no idea how to deal with it. I had a good friend in the 80s who called me to come visit my family. I knew he had AIDS, so I didn't let him come because I was afraid it would spread to my daughters. How foolish. He died very soon after that. This film picks up on that, how ignorant we had been.
Matthew McConaughey has an accident, and he's called, he's obligated to go to the hospital. They do blood tests, and the two attending doctors tell him that you have AIDS. Have you had any homosexual contact? Well, Matthew McConaughey, the homophobic, macho, carousing cowboy, is enraged, storms out of the hospital.
The central challenge for him is getting the right drugs. Smart as he is, looked it up enough to know that the drug that they were using, they were overdosing people on, and they were dying for it. He had figured that out to make sure he wasn't in the placebo group, found that he could bring those back to people who needed the drugs, and had his confrontation with the FDA. The film, I thought, brought this home without being too heavy. I guess I had criticized it for being cliched, but after all, what do I want? You find out, you struggle with it. He actually survives at least 6 years after their prediction that he would die within 30 days.
That's very true. He finds a partner of sorts, a transsexual AIDS victim who repulses him initially because of his homophobia, but then he accepts her and then finally actually shows some affection. And she helps him set up the Dallas Buyers Club. And when he brings back the medicines from Mexico, she helps him find potential buyers for this alternative medicine, medicines not approved by the FDA.
It's a powerful role. She is not quite as brash as Ron Woodruff is the name of our hero, that is, as McConaughey. She is a great business partner and somebody whose wit and irony helps him through the difficult times. I still find that I would want more about that business, how he was bringing back those drugs and selling memberships in his club so that people could get these for free. I really found that there was something intriguing about that, as well as what he was doing in a good way for these people who couldn't get satisfaction.
Right. It could have done more with that. The last scene with Ron Woodruff shows him riding a bull.
Yes.
And the bull is an obvious metaphor, almost too obvious for the illness. And frankly, I have to say that bull riding episode is bull. It just is not possible at this stage of his sickness.
We have some Hollywood romanticizing going on here. I do appreciate opening and closing with the bull riding, but I have to agree, it's a bit heavy-handed. Well, we might be at that point then, where we have to apply a grade, regardless of my previous comments, that I'm awarding it an A.
So my grade, A minus.
Oh.
A great difference of opinion. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at 1550 North High Street in the South Campus Gateway. Gateway has indoor parking at 11th and High. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.